Wasn't it amazing that we'd found a bag of candy in the feed barn? Who'd have thought it? Not me, but we sure did. And boy, was that some bodacious good candy. Delicious. In the dark barn, Eddie and I set ourselves to the task of devouring the finder's keeper's candy that we'd found and kept. It was ours, fair and square. And though it was too bad Slim and Loper had lost it, their loss was our, snack. We smacked our way through the candy. It was a little dry, but great stuff. It wasn't chocolate, as you might have supposed. I mean, a lot of your average candy is covered with chocolate. But this was no average candy. It had the taste of, molasses. Molasses and plenty of nourishing whole grains, which was a pretty strong hint that this was some of your health food whole grain finders keepers candy bars. That's the best kind, you know. Your average candy is just made of sugar and junk, but your health food kind contains a long list of ingredients that build strong bones, red blood, long whiskers, and sleek hair. And you know what else? It was a big bag of candy. Eddie had said it was big, and he'd been right on the mark. Biggest bag of candy I'd ever experienced. Huge. We ate and ate and ate, and still there was more. At last, I had to stop and rest. Whew! Man alive, Eddie. Are we done yet?
Nope, got more. Good, huh?
Oh, yeah, great stuff. But how do you suppose that thing ever fit into a shirt pocket?
Big shirt, big pocket. Want some more?
No, thanks, I'm stuffed. Help yourself, pal. I'm just about... Huh?
The first light of dawn's first light was showing through the cracks in the barn, and some of the light was making its way inside, which meant that I was now able to see my business partner and also the bag of candy that we had. I stared at the so-called bag of candy.
Hey, Eddie, I thought you said that was health food candy.
Nope, not me. Didn't say that.
Okay, you said it was candy. I heard you. That's what you said. Well, look what we've been eating. Do you see what I see?
He sat up on his haunches and began licking his paws.
Candy?
Why, you little... That isn't candy. We've been eating the last sack of horse feed.
Pretty good, though, huh? Hee-hee.
No, it wasn't good. It was terrible. I hated every bite. And do you know why? Because, Eddie, stealing horse feed on this ranch is a serious crime.
Gosh.
And any dog who got caught stealing horse feed would be in big trouble.
Gee whiz.
And if we get caught in this barn with a plundered sack of sweet feed, you'll think, gee whiz.
I leaped to my... That is, I tried to leap to my feet. But something had happened to my... My belly had grown, shall we say. And all at once... Fellers, I was so stuffed with stupid horse feed, I could hardly walk. I jacked myself up to a standing position and waddled over to him. Okay, Shorty, this does it. You and I have come to a parting of the waves. I should have known.
What's the problem?
I stared into his beady little eyes.
What's the problem? You tricked me, Eddie. Once again, you tricked me and forced me to eat half a sack of forbidden horse feed.
Sure was easy.
It was easy because you convinced me it was candy. How dumb do you think I am?
There was a long, throbbing silence.
Okay, I was dumb enough. But never again, Eddie. Once dumb, twice smart. We're through, finished. If the cowboys find this mess, I'll have no choice but to confess that you did it. I'm leaving now, and with any luck at all, we'll never see each other again. Goodbye.
Without looking back or feeling even the slightest hint of regret, I marched straight to the crack in the door and, found that I was too fat to squeeze through the crack. I marched right back to Eddie. I cleared my throat. Eddie, you remember what I said about never wanting to see you again?
Yeah, sure.
I was misquoted. My words were taken out of context. What I really meant to say was, hey, pal, I'm so stuffed I can't squeeze through that crack in the door. Do you suppose you could lend a hand? I mean, we've been through a lot together.
Yeah, the laundry monster.
Right, the terrible laundry monster. We stood together on that one.
Scary guy.
Exactly. He was a very scary guy. But we hung together and fought him off as a team, Eddie. We make a great team and, well, I guess you know what would happen if the Cowboys found me here. He nodded.
Sure.
Zzz. He ran his finger along his throat. Exactly. It would look very bad, so I was wondering if you might...
Sure, no problem.
He monkey walked over to the door and pried open the crack. I followed, walking like... I don't know what. Like a fat tomato. You're a great guy, Eddie. I've always said so. I tried to squeeze through the crack. Wider, Eddie. Open it just a little wider. More. Pull harder. I heaved and grunted and finally popped out on the other side. Thanks, bud. You never could have done this without me.
No problem.
Then I stuck my nose in his face and raised my lips in a snarl. And now, you little creep, get off my ranch and don't ever come back.
Gosh, what about the team?
Our team is finished. Furthermore, it never existed. I was tricked into this shabby affair, and my report will deny that I had any involvement whatsoever. And if you ever show your little outlaw face around this feed barn again, I'll have to place you under... He reached out a paw and twisted the end of my nose. What are you doing?
Too loud, turning down the volume.
That's not a volume knob. That's my nose.
But it worked, hee hee.
Okay, so it worked. But that's because I have nothing more to say to you. Our team is dissolved, Eddie. Our partnership is finished. Go away and leave me alone. Goodbye. I turned away from the little snake and marched, well, waddled away. I mean, I was so full of horse feed. I walked away, is the point, and turned my back on the guy who had brought me so much grief and had done his very best to ruin my life. Well, I had just pulled the ranch through another dangerous night, filled with strange sounds, howling coyotes, prowling raccoons, and laundry monsters. It had been a toughie, and maybe you think I went back to bed. No, sir. At exactly 06:41, I barked the sun over the horizon and turned that department over to J.T. Cluck, the head rooster. As a rule, chickens are dumb and incompetent, which is the mainest reason why I never trust J.T. or any other chicken to bark up the sun. We also have the fact that chickens can't bark, and even if they tried, it would be a silly bark, certainly not enough to force the sun over the horizon. No, barking up the sun is a job for the head of ranch security, and chickens need not apply. On the other hand, once I've taken care of the heavy lifting, heaving the sun over the eastern horizon, I don't mind turning it over to JT. He has a small talent for crowing, don't you see? And he does okay once I've got the sun on the road. He stands there in front of the machine shed, puffs himself up, and spends 15 or 20 minutes making silly motions with his neck and squawking at the sun. Here, listen to this. It's all pretty dumb, seems to me. But it doesn't cause any great harm, and I guess it gives his hollow little chicken life some meaning. Anyways, I left a few small chores for JT and hoofed it down to my office bedroom beneath the gas tanks. I was bushed, exhausted, worn to a frazzle by a night of dangerous work. I went straight to my gunny sack, scratched it up a few times, and collapsed. You might have noticed that I didn't take the time to do the procedure we call circle the bed. That gives you some idea of just how exhausted I was. Circle the bed is extremely important, and there are many reasons why we do it. But at the moment, I can't... There are many important reasons why we circle our beds. But I'm afraid they are so secret and classified, I can't reveal them. No kidding. You never know who might be listening. In this line of work, we must be very careful. As we say in the security business, the ears have eyes. The walls have eyes. The walls have ears. There we go. The walls have ears, and we never know who or whom those ears might belong to. But they always seem to come in pairs, the ears do. And when they happen to belong to someone in our vast network of enemies, well, it can be very dangerous. I'm not allowed to say any more about this. If our enemies ever discovered the reasons why we circle our beds, I'm not even allowed to speculate. It could lead to a huge breach in our security apparatus, and the consequences could be... Sorry, that's all I can say. You'll just have to go on wondering why we circle our beds. And if anyone asks if we discussed this, please deny any knowledge of it. Okay, where were we? I don't remember. Something. Chickens? No. The weather? I don't think so. This really annoys me. Wait, here we go. I had just returned to my office after a long night of so forth and collapsed on my gunny sack bed. I was spent, exhausted. I had given my best energy to the ranch, and now there was nothing left. I needed sleep. My whole body cried out for sleep. As I curled up into a ball of fur and turned out the lights of my mind, I became vaguely aware that Drover was there beside me, sleeping his life away on his gunny sack. He was making certain odd noises, such as honk, whoop, and snork in his sleep. I made a mental whoop of these pork chops and began snorking the muff murk sassafras.